Tucker Carlson, why are Americans surrendering to violent mobs? Because they've been told they have to. By Jeff Poor on June 3, 2020. Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson led off his Wednesday broadcast with a warning against giving in to the violent mobs associated with nationwide protests underway in the name of the death of George Floyd. Carlson argued many of the country's leaders seem exhilarated despite the protests. For many of us, this has been one of the saddest, most painful weeks in memory, he said. Depressing doesn't even begin to describe it. We've watched as mobs of violent cretins have burned our cities, defaced our monuments, beaten old women in the streets, shot police officers, and stolen everything in sight, stealing everything. How many innocent Americans have these people hurt? How many have they murdered? We don't know that number. But it's the country itself that so many of us worry about. After what we've watched over the last week, how do we put this society back together? Can we? We don't know that, either. If you are grieving for America tonight, you are not alone. Millions of Americans feel the same way. So many of our leaders, by contrast, seem exhilarated, Carlson continued. They feel nothing as our nation descends into anarchy. They see chaos as an opportunity, a chance to solidify their control, to increase their market share, to win elections. They have no interest in talking about the details of what's actually happening in our street. In fact, they're hiding those details. They're demanding that you forget what you saw. Don't forget it. Remember it all, every bit, because it's proof of who they are. Carlson also criticized political leaders, including Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, and others, who were calling for the police to be defunded. Defund the police, no sane person would have dared say something like that in public just a week and a half ago, he said. Now a member of Congress has endorsed the idea, Rashida Tlaib. What would happen to our country if we eliminated law enforcement? Eric Garcetti is the mayor of Los Angeles, the second biggest city in America. His city would devolve into a murderous hellscape within hours if the police left. But Garcetti, who is in charge of the city, won't push back against this. Instead, he kneeled in subservience before the people demanding it. According to the Tucker Carlson Tonight host, kneeling as a gesture of humility will not quell the violence. Why do we kneel? He said. We kneel because we've lost. We kneel before our victors because they have won. We put down our resistance. We begged for mercy. But mobs rarely forgive. We are on your side, we shout. We're in solidarity. Spare us. But they never do. What is happening to this country? Carlson added. Why are Americans surrendering to violent mobs? Well, because they've been told they have to. Everything we're watching, the looting, the arson, the killing, has a purpose. The purpose we are told again and again is to end racist police violence against African Americans. We're told that is the single greatest scourge in this country. He went on to debunk that premise by offering national statistics on so-called police violence. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.